Jamie Lee Curtis attacks Trump admin as an abhorrence. Claims ICE being used as a distraction from Epstein files. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 6, 2026. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis attacked the Trump administration as an abhorrence and bizarrely claimed the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE is being used as a distraction so that we don't pay attention to the Epstein files. Every day I think I'm not going to be shocked anymore and then I'm shocked, Curtis told Variety on Thursday. It is inhuman, the way this administration is treating its citizens and its constituents and people in need. It's an abhorrence, what they're doing. The ICE situation is out of control, the Freaky Friday star continued. Before claiming, it's simply a distraction so that we don't pay attention to the Epstein files. Adding, I'm angrier probably than I've ever been. Curtis spoke to the magazine while attending the unveiling of Project Angel Foods' new The Chuck Lorre Family Foundation kitchen and campus in Hollywood. We are a community here today the same way they are in Minnesota. And I feel like what they're doing is what we are doing. The True Lies star declared at a podium while speaking at the event. And we were only going to be able to get shit done if we do it together and defy these motherfuckers, Curtis proclaimed. Watch below. The Halloween star is the latest of a slew of celebrities who have been sharing their unhinged reactions to ICE operations in recent weeks. Last weekend, HBO's Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage recited a poem for 37-year-old ICE agitator Renee Good, who was fatally shot by a federal agent after hitting him with her car. Woke rapper Bad Bunny, who in October refused to stand for God Bless America at a Yankees game, set the tone for a nice out message expressed by celebrities at the Grammy Awards, where country star Shaboozy declared immigrants built this country during his acceptance speech. Last week, singer Roseanne Cash demanded that all of her fans who support the Trump administration to unfollow her on social media, before calling for ICE to be defunded and its agents prosecuted. Meanwhile, The Breakfast Club star Molly Ringwald declared the Trump administration a fascist government and warned that supporting President Donald Trump's immigration policies will eventually result in Americans being found guilty of treason or having collaborated with fascists when leftists take back control of the government. Giancarlo Esposito, best known for playing Gus Fring on Breaking Bad, called for the public to participate in a revolution to combat ICE, all while the actor, with an estimated net worth of $4 million, most likely plans to sit comfortably and watch from the safety of his home. This is time for a revolution, Esposito said, before casually adding that 50 million or however many people might die as a result of a so-called revolution, but the rest of us would survive. They can't take us all down, he said. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or the Iranians' doorstep or in Washington, they'll kill 500, 50 million, or however many, but the rest of us would survive. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.